For the past several years, two editors from the storytelling site Smith Magazine have challenged their readers to write their lives in just 6 words. Rachel Ferschleisser and Larry Smith have joined us before to talk about their mini-memoir collections. The first one was Not Quite What I Was Planning and 6-Word Memoirs on Love and Heartbreak. And now the pair are back with us again for the latest edition in their series, It All Changed in an Instant, More 6-Word Memoirs from Writers Famous and Obscure. From author Frank McCourt, The Miserable Childhood Leads to Royalties, to American Idol Taylor Hicks, from bar singer to Halloween costume, this latest collection tackles life, love, work, and everything in between in 6 words. If you've got a 6-word memoir, share it with us. Our phone number is 800-989-8255 or email talk@npr.org. Or you can post your memoirs and read others at our website at npr.org. Just click on Talk of the Nation. Joining us now from our New York Bureau, our co-editors, Rachel Ferschleisser and Larry Smith. Welcome back to Talk the Nation.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to be back.
I got to ask, why 6 words?
Well, it comes from a good writer, an old Hemingway legend. As the story goes, Hemingway was once challenged in a bar bet where all good stories start. Could he write a whole novel in just 6 words? And he wrote,
"For sale, baby shoes, never worn." And so we decided to take the idea of the 6-word novel and give it a new twist for this confessional, voyeuristic age we're living in. Everything seems to be personal stories these days and nonfiction. So we decided to give our readers a chance to do their own.
Were you surprised at how popular it became?
You know, we were surprised. We put the project up at smithmag.net, didn't know what would happen, you know, 100, 200, 1,000. And it's been over 3 years, and there's been 250,000 6-word memoirs on the site. And every morning, every day, every live reading we go to, it's completely different.
Well, what stands out to me reading the book is how many are similar, actually. And I don't know whether that's just sort of the universality of human experience, but there's a lot about, you know, life and death. And it's the ones that stand out as individual that really crack me up, like Dave Barry, who says, "Journalism, ha, just make stuff up." Which ideally is not my memoir.
One thing that really came through in all these memoirs, and was part of why we liked the title, It All Changed in an Instant, so much, is that people were constantly talking about moments of change, moments of contrast. I used to be one way, but now I'm another. So I think that idea is really salient for a lot of people, regardless of if it's about your career, your family, or something entirely different.
We've got a bunch of callers already with their 6-word memoirs, and I'm not going to ruin it by asking them to explain them. I'm just going to ask them to read them. Let's start with Kathy in Detroit. Kathy, welcome to Talk the Nation.
Hi. 4 pregnancies, 3 miscarriages, baby girl.
Oh, Kathy, congratulations. That's a nice one. Let's hear from Marjorie in Birmingham. Marjorie, welcome to Talk the Nation.
Hi. Mine is, I should explain mine a little bit. I'll see if I have to. So small, yet feels so big.
Are you very short?
No. To me, it's about the journey of human consciousness, how we're all born feeling like we're the center of the universe. And then as we grow older and learn more, we realize how much more there is than ourselves.
Thanks, Marjorie.
The 6-word memoir challenge lets you define yourself as you want to see other people to see you. So it's really your chance to say, here's who I am, here's 6 words, my essence.
Which is why it's a memoir, not an autobiography, right? I mean, it's got to have some perspective.
It's got to have your own point of view in it. It doesn't have to be expository.
Let's hear from Emily in Mill Valley, California. Emily, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi. My memoirs are also my epitaph. Gave in, gave up, gave out. Enough said.
It's a journey.
That's part of it.
Emily, thank you for your 6-word memoir. Let's hear from Felicity in Richmond. Felicity, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Yes, hi. Mine is In God We Tryst, a travelogue.
In God We Tryst.
Tryst, T-R-Y-S-T.
Yeah. Felicity, I'm not sure I need to know where that comes from. Thank you for the 6-word memoir. Again, the number here is 800-989-8255, or our email is talk@npr.org. What are some of your favorites, either from the book or from the ongoing website?
Well, one of the interesting things, like, you know, your last listener just brought up God, and so you get these things like, I spell God with 2 O's, or blame Catholic Church for bad knees. So I really like those because I don't think about God so much. It's made me think about things in a new way.
It's also, I like the perspective on people who are well known. You'll read one of these and not really understand what it means, and then you'll see the writer. The one from the actor Neil Patrick Harris.
Barney, Doogie, average names elude me.
Yeah.
There's a real fun moment when we do live events when we play this video. And first you see the memoir and then the name. So would you believe me anyway? And then the name pops up, James Fry.
Yeah, who has changed memoir as we know it, as have you all. Let's hear from Barbara in Medford, Oregon. Barbara, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi. Well, as a political junkie who's drowning in a sea of rhetoric, mine is left, right. Hey, where's the middle?
Very current.
How about William in Hamden, Connecticut?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Mine would be regarding my life of, you know, I'm buying a house, getting married, and having kids. What the hell was I thinking?
I could sum up a lot of lives. William, thank you for joining us. There are a lot of parenthood themes. There's a lot of how children changed my life, and we've just heard that from a couple of our callers already. What are some of the other themes that you all keep seeing recur?
There's definitely a lot about jobs and careers, a lot about going to school for 10 years and coming out in debt without any actual career in sight. And then also, I think, a lot about the experiences of our childhood that still affect us. One of my favorites is fourth choice to prom, still overcompensating. You know, and Larry would say that I err on the side of the nerdy girl memoirs, and that might be true. But I love all the ones that take one specific tiny moment and then extrapolate them to the way you feel about your whole life 20 and 30 years later.
And I really love a lot of the technology ones. And here's something like this, which does what Rachel just said. Bachelor party, YouTube video, wedding canceled.
Ideally, that is not the sum total of that man's life.
But it was a bad day.
It was a bad day. Let's hear from Shelby in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Hi, I am a lunch lady, and my six words are the hairnet. Now we are equal.
Shelby, thank you so much. I love, you know, summing up your world in a hairnet.
You can't make that up.
Well, what do you think it is about having to be so brief? I mean, obviously you need to boil something down to the essence, but six words, it's hard.
It is, but I think that's what makes them so interesting. There's no room for equivocation. You know, in After Harvard Had Baby with Crackhead, she doesn't say, you know, oh, he'd had some hard times, he'd fallen in with a bad crowd, and these things happen, and you just take the most powerful words to get your message across and pack them in there.
There's a writer who wrote a book about changing her sex, and her six-word memoir is, she wrote a whole memoir. Here's her six words. Change sexes, same monkeys, different barrel.
Also, she became he, now gets Hemingway.
Is that what it takes?
Apparently.
Let's hear from Stephanie in San Francisco. Stephanie, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My six words are, she usually took the scenic route.
Nice.
Usually. Thank you,
yeah,
Stephanie.
Usually.
How about Dan in Sebastopol, California? Yes. Dan, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, thank you. I actually can think of two. The first is the thing I say to my son all the time, I'll be there in a minute. And then the second is almost lived up to his potential.
Almost lived
those
up to his potential.
Those almosts and usuallys are very interesting. They leave you a little bit of room to imagine.
That reminds me of Ask My Teenager. She knows everything.
Well, also, I like the ones that do sort of read like an epitaph, that are things like, I hope there's an epilogue, you know, the kind of looking ahead ones.
Yes, and we have a little bit of a joke there. The first page is a lot about being published, and the last is about epilogues and stuff. One of my favorites is these years writing about those ones.
Let's hear from Shane in Cincinnati. Shane, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
What's your six-word memoir, Shane?
What is going to happen now?
Well, that's another good epitaph.
The actress Marley Matlin wrote one, which could be a fantastic epitaph for her. I've done it all except here.
Yeah, that was another one where you needed to know who wrote it to understand what it meant.
Right, but then there are others that are so universal, mm-hmm. You know, loneliness, one egg in the pan. I just think we all know what that feels like at some point in our lives.
My life made my therapist laugh.
Right. Either that's a really good therapist or a really bad one. I can't quite decide.
For a tricky life.
Let's hear from Brian in Concord, New Hampshire. Brian, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Good afternoon, guys. I've got two for you. One's a royal biography. 6 wedded, 2 dead, 2 beheaded. Guess who?
Oh, Henry VIII. There you go.
And my personal one, I'm too bored to fight ennui.
I find that hard to believe, Brian, but thank you for contributing that. We've had a couple people with a couple of choices. You all must have rewritten your own 6-word memoirs 100 times.
Yeah, well, we have one for each book at least.
The teens, we have a separate site, smithteens.com, and they basically rewrite their memoir every 10 minutes, hormones raging, lives changing. But my latest 6-word memoir is Now I Obsessively Count the Words.
Right, you must. Because even just writing the introduction for this segment, I started thinking about things as they fit into 6-word memoirs. What's yours, Rachel?
My 6-word memoir for this is Morning, National Television, Afternoon, Bookstore Bathrooms. Because that's the contrast of my day job at a scrappy used bookstore to being, you know, on the road, being on NPR and appearing in bookstores. It's a big contrast for me.
My guests are Rachel Frischleiser and Larry Smith. You can join us with your 6-word memoir at 800-989-8255 or send us email talk@npr.org. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's take a couple more of these. We've got Michael in Cleveland, Ohio. Michael, welcome to Talk the Nation.
Hey, thank you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. I'm opening up another restaurant. My name is Mojo Hirschman. Hyper Chef Bouncing Off the Walls.
Hyper Chef Bouncing Off the Walls. That's an excellent one. Thank you, Michael. Good luck with your restaurant. Let's hear from Deona in Washington, New Jersey.
Hi. Mine is, you want me to do what?
That reminds me of, I still can't believe she did that. Maybe you two got together.
That's right. Maybe.
Well, I take care of animals, so.
that gives a different spin on it.
Different date.
You want me to be what? To do what? Are you all finding enough momentum going in this to do more of these? Are there theme books coming out? What happens next?
We get a lot of different themes. You know, Love and Heartbreak was the first one that spoke to us, and so we did a whole book of that. And the teen book was really powerful. But there are so many themes left. You know, the parenting memoirs are huge. We did a 6-word momoirs contest, so we'd love to do a book of those. I think there's a lot about faith, you know, specifically Judaism and Christianity or just all kinds of faith together. There's a lot of universality in what people have to say about those things.
Yep. There's a woman who just did 6-word memoirs. She sent it to us and we'll post it on the blog. 6-word memoirs for all the Oscar nominees, you know. And that reminds me of, I still practice my Oscar speech. Anything we try, it works. 6 words has a little magic to it.
I still practice my Oscar speech is a great one. There was also one, Turned 11, No Letter from Hogwarts.
Yes, a lot of people did not get their Hogwarts letters or are looking for their Edward Cullen vampire boyfriend.
Let's hear from Murphy in Oklahoma City. Murphy, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, thanks for having me on the air. I'm a construction worker and have been my entire life, probably always will be. So mine would be work hard, or wake up, work hard, and wilt away.
Wake up, work hard, and wilt away. Murphy, that was kind of depressing.
And there's a poet right inside him.
There you go. We have a tweet from someone who says, Holden gave me permission to rebel. That's a little J.D. Salinger reference for you on the week of his death.
You absolutely see current events coming into the site. Obama ran, now I can fly, right after Obama was elected. A lot of Holden Caulfield. Holden gave me permission to rebel, that kind of thing. Holden caught me in the rye.
I think we have time for a couple more. Here's John in Houston. John, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, thanks for having me on. My 6-word memoir is, I believe yesterday's tomorrow is today.
Yesterday's tomorrow is today.
A brain teaser.
Okay, there you go. We all had to think about that. There was silence there for a minute, but we got it. Let's hear from Drew in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Drew, welcome to Talk the Nation.
Hey, thanks for having me. You may not get this reference. Mine is Found a Peanut, It Was Rotten.
I know that song.
Yeah, now we're all going to have that tune going through our head for the rest of the day, Drew. Thanks for that.
You're very welcome.
How about Jared in San Francisco? Jared, welcome to Talk the Nation.
Hi. I deal in my daily life with the federal recognition policy for Indian tribes, for those who have been terminated throughout U.S.'s history. And sadly, our six-word memoir is, you can't get there from here.
Huh. You know, we work with a lot of nonprofits, actually. We're doing a project with the American Cancer Society. And, you know, you can take what's your thing, whether it's a battered women's shelter or you know, working with Native Americans. And Six Words is a form of self-expression. It absolutely works. It's been very powerful for all sorts of groups.
And it's sort of an interesting teaching tool, too.
Yeah, we've had a lot of schools using it. I mean, from kindergarten through graduate school, and we get sent pictures of bulletin boards and people who did it at a birthday party or a wedding. It's really a wonderful tool for people to get to know each other.
In a third grade classroom, a little 9-year-old girl looked me in the eyes and said, 9 years stacked within my soul.
Wow.
It was a little intense.
Yeah, I imagine. I think we have time for one more. This is Brian in Boston. Brian, welcome to Talk the Nation.
Hi, thank you. This time, I'll get it right.
Oh, that's an excellent way to end, Brian. Thank you so much. And thank you so much to Larry Smith and Rachel Ferschleisser. They co-edited the six-word memoirs on love and heartbreak. And the current one, It All Changed in an Instant. They joined us from our bureau in New York. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
What a pleasure. Thank you, Rebecca.
Again, you can post your own six-word memoirs and read samples from the book at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Tomorrow, what's next for the Pentagon policy? And don't ask, don't tell. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. One of these days, I'll snap.